little baby bears in the storm.
A baby black bear, just about the size of a small dog, darted past slabs of frozen meat in Petersburg's downtown grocery store on October 17th. Rudy Rosas was at the IGA to shop for some snacks, and then mayhem ensued. He took shelter outside the store behind a huge pile of pumpkins and took a video with his smartphone. That's what you're hearing now. Petersburg police and Alaska wildlife troopers responded within minutes, lassoing the cub with a catch pole and escorting it out of the store. Pam Stewart is an employee at IGA. She saw it all go down.
I was just over in our cooler aisle, and all of a sudden I saw a little black bear come running through, a little baby, and scared the heck out of me. And so I'm trying to catch him, and he ran into our meat department and then came out front and tried to get out of the store, and he couldn't.
But, Stewart says, the cub didn't actually manage to get into any food.
He was just running around terrified, poor little guy.
Before police and wildlife troopers arrived, she and her coworkers were worried that the cub's mother was just around the corner. But mom never came. And that's part of the reason why troopers made the difficult decision to euthanize the young bear. Austin McDaniel is a spokesperson for the Alaska Wildlife Troopers. He says the responding officers doubted the young bear's ability to survive in the wild. And that's because they found the cub in poor condition. It was emaciated.
And it did not have any kind of measure of fat that would be able to sustain it through the winter. It had been abandoned for unknown reasons and did not have really any ways to significantly acquire resources to recover from its condition.
When word got out that the cub was euthanized, some Petersburg residents questioned why officials didn't send it to a facility that would care for it. McDaniel says they considered that as an option, but the cub wasn't healthy enough to handle the stress of the trip.
And even if it could, as we were trying to locate a facility somewhere to transport that bear, there were none available kind of in the region or anywhere in the state that we're going to take the bear.
Over at Petersburg's James A. Johnson Airport, another errant critter had better luck. Just a day before the bear incident, an unruly, feathered passenger tried to get through airport security with no ticket, no identification, and no pre-check. When confronted by airport security, it defecated on a newspaper stand. Molly Christensen is a station agent at the airport. She says in what she believes to be a first for Petersburg's small airport, a grouse broke into the terminal.
Came off of flight 64 and terminal was empty except for one lonely grouse sitting out here by the newspaper machine. Anyway, he did leave us a little treat before he did the mad dash out the front door on our windowsill. But yeah, that was a big interesting part of the day.
Two TSA agents were tasked with flushing him out.
Oh, right through the window, right through the door. Wow.
And having missed the southbound jet, the bird had to come up with a new flight plan.
And he flew out the door, right back out into the mess keg. It was a beautiful moment. Soared.
As it turns out, there are no shortcuts for winter migration. At least, not under the watchful eye of the Transportation Security Administration. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.